Bridgebank helps breakthrough ideas actually break through and remains dedicated to providing financial solutions to the risk takers, the game changers, and the disruptors. Bridgebank, a division of Western Alliance Bank. Bridgebank, be bold, venture wisely.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdelfattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
Mic check, check one, check two. Are we here? All right, we're here right now-ish.
Hey, yo, welcome to Right Now-ish. I'm your host, Pendarvis Harshaw. The COVID-19 pandemic sent people on a search for healthy, socially distanced physical activities. And a bunch of folks took to old school quad skates. Over the past year and a half, groups of skaters have circulated basketball courts around the Bay Area, and individual skaters have mastered their balance in empty parking lots. This spike in popularity is something that's been applauded by Miko Marks, a singer, songwriter, and roller skater who was using her musical gifts to shine light on the joys of skating long before the pandemic. In this episode, we go back to 2019 and revisit the first time Miko and I talked about skating and community. Plus, we get an update on Miko's musical career and how her latest work, a nod to her country music roots, has taken her to new heights. Good
vibes are floating around. Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
Hey, what's up? I'm Pendarvis Harshaw, the host of KQED's Right Now-ish podcast. Donations keep independent journalism alive and healthy. And you support outstanding journalism when you support KQED. So if you haven't yet, check out donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast. When I heard Miko Marks' new track roll out, I felt light, like sunshine, like fresh water, or summer, you know, cool breeze. It just has that vibe. And when you pair that with the aesthetic, actually seeing this crew of skaters and them having fun and just being like lighthearted, it's like, man, that I want to be a part of that crew. So Miko invited myself and my producer Ashley Ann down to the southeast side of Lake Merritt, over near that cul-de-sac that's in front of 1200 Lakeshore, where a group of skaters, the Oakland Rollers, gather every Wednesday and skate.
For people who can't see, what does this look like right now? Where are we?
This is the roller rink at the lake. We made a roller rink in the cul-de-sac here, and we skate around, we play our music, we learn dance steps.
You want to skate?
They're letting go. They're letting their inner child out, and it's kind of cool. We need that today to kind of relax and chill with so much, just so much stress and tension in the atmosphere. It's kind of nice to just tune out and skate.
Yes! That's a trick. That's a parade trick.
I feel like as soon as I put these skates on, I'm like a kid again. I'm 46, and I started skating like a year and a half ago, and it just got me some new life. Like, it's a vibe when you come out here. It's happy, it's thrilling, it's a lot of laughter, and it's just fun, and that's what the song Rollout portrays.
Glide along the San Francisco Bay. You know how it goes down, skate those worries away. Come on, yeah.
Asked her about her career path, how she started off as a country singer. And when I say country singer, I'm talking about real life country singer, like big hat, big shoes, big voice, all of that.
I remember when I was 5 years old,
You let me get into my first talent show.
And now, as of late, something has inspired her to take that same talent and make music that's a little more pop, soulful.
I love it that your background is country music. Was it hard to pivot from your origins?
You know, I was scared. Like, what are my fans gonna think? Like, my country music fans, because I've been doing this for 15 years and I have two albums and toured around the world, around the country. So what are they gonna think about this roller skating song? But I try to embody, like, just music as a whole. It's so open and wide. Like, I do country, but I also do opera. I mean, it's like something that's within me. It's just something that I have to do. And if I like a certain style of music or somebody, I'll go check it out. It doesn't matter, because I think I stifle myself if I stay with one genre. And I'm an African American. I grew up on gospel. I grew up on R&B. I'm from Flint. I got into country because my mom was just, she was like a little hippie lady. Like, oh, check this song. This is Merle Haggard. Listen to this. I think you might like it.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but mama tried.
She just exposed me to a lot of different styles of music. My mom was like trippy, but in a good way, in an all-inclusive way. She just loved music, and by the grace, I was able to get that same love because she passed it on to me.
So you were literally schooled in the South. Tell me a little bit about your educational experience and how that pushed your musical career forward.
Well, when I went to college, I went to Grambling State University, and I got accepted there, and my mom was like, I don't have any money for you to go to school. So what I did was I got Tenacious, and I got a music scholarship. So that was a big piece of me really diving into music thick. And then by chance, I met Erykah Badu in college. We were both there at the same time, and I had started a group. Well, I didn't start it. We started a group called Harmony, and Erykah was coming around the corner, and we were singing like an En Vogue song or something by Mary J. Blige back in the day. And she started singing too, and I was like, who is she coming in here singing with us? This is our practice. And she sounded so beautiful and so warm. We were like, you want to be in the group? You know, if you down in a black college, you can't just be singing regular. You better bring it. You know, it's not a game. So
currently, nowadays, catching up to speed, like, what is the music that you make and the group that you're involved in? What does that say about the Bay Area right now?
Well, being from the Midwest, I know what it's not like. You know, I know how things can be just black and white. The Bay Area is like all inclusive. You know, it's there's so much openness and there's so much willingness to accept other people. And so I'm able to transfer that into my music because that's what I experience on a day to day. This wide open canvas where I can write my own story, write my own song, and roll away with a bunch of strangers and have a good time as if we were best friends. Eugene, Joelle, Nicoletta. Come here. I want you guys to meet Penn.
Hi. My name's Yuting. So I was born in Taiwan, and Taiwan has a really rich roller skate culture. There's like a rink in every corner, like outdoors, public, you know. There's these clip-on skates back in the days. And so my mom was like, take those, go to the rink, and make friends.
I am Nicoletta Critchlow, and I've been consistently skating for about a year, but kind of grew up randomly skating at like birthday parties or, you know, Golden Skate in San Ramon. But it wasn't until Joelle got her skates that we really started consistently skating.
I'm Joelle. I'm from Oakland. I live here. I like found skating again a year ago, and it's just brought me like liberation. I just feel so free. I feel like a kid. I feel like I can play. I've like met this amazing community of women that are like so inclusive and warm, and like it's changed my life. It's a great thing.
We're here every Wednesday.
Yeah.
Come skate, get your skates. Hashtag get your skates.
It's definitely an all-inclusive vibe and feel and a welcoming spirit, you know. And I hope that's what I transfer in my music and translate to others. And that's what roller skating is. Anybody can come out here and skate. You could get some skates and come.
You know, I mean, I used to get down back in the day. Don't have me break it out.
You still got it.
I still got it? Okay. Mm-hmm.
That was Miko Marks, as well as Oakland Rollers members Joel, Nicoletta, and Yuting chopping it up with me back in 2019. Recently, I jumped on a call with Miko to see what's new. So, last we talked, you were roller skating around Lake Merritt, and since then, there's been a pandemic, and there's been a lot of people roller skating around Lake Merritt. What do you think about the popularity of it?
You know, it's been so exciting to see all the new people, the new faces, and, you know, seeing that the Oakland Rollers has grown, like, dramatically during COVID. You know, we skate around with our mask on, we practice social distancing, and the community has really gotten large. And I expect it to grow even more because skating is fun, it's free, it's relaxing, and it's just a great way to get with the community and meet people from all walks of life. So it's been, I'm loving it personally.
At the same time, since we last talked, you've been doing your thing with the country music, like all types of publications and notoriety. Tell me what's the latest?
Well, you know, COVID was really good to me as far as my career and doing country music. I released an album called Our Country in March of 2021 this year. And then we just released an EP about a week ago called Race Records. And Race Records is basically where we took hillbilly music and race music and put a person of color's voice on those songs that were considered hillbilly music back in the 1920s. Put a $2 bill and I'm on my long journey. We redid a lot of songs by the Carter Family, the Monroe Brothers. We even paid tribute to CCR out of the Bay Area with As Long As I Can See the Lights. Long as I see the light. We just kind of flipped the script because hillbilly and race music are the same. The music comes from the same place, so we wanted to highlight the fact that Black people were a part of country music's foundation when it was started. Basically.
Thanks for speaking with us, Miko. Congrats on all your success and good luck with all you got going on. Keep the good news rolling. For those of you interested in checking out Miko Marks, you can go to mikomarks.com. There you'll find her music and information about her next performances. And she's also on Instagram at Miko Marks to you. That's MIKOMARKS, the number 2, the letter U. She's got plenty of shows coming up, so catch her if you can. The producers of this episode were Ashley Ann Krigbaum, Camilo Garzon, Nima Gobier, and Marisol Medina Cadena. Jessica Platchik and Kiana Mogadam edited the story. Our engineer is Seal Muller. Ashley Ng and Justin Ebrahimi make up the engagement team. KQED execs are Erica Aguilar, David Marcus, and Holly Kernan. I'm your host, Pendarvis Harshaw. Thanks for listening. Peace. Right Now-ish is a KQED production.
Do you love learning about the San Francisco Bay Area? Its history, its people, its unique blend of cultures? Then you should check out the Bay Curious book. I'm Katrina Schwartz, editor and producer on the Bay Curious podcast, and I'm here to let you know that for the month of May, we've worked out a sweet deal for KQED podcast listeners. Right now, you can get the Bay Curious ebook for $1.99. That's right, $1.99. Just search for Bay Curious wherever you get your ebooks or find a link in our show notes. This offer does expire at the end of the month, though, so you'll want to act on it fast. Happy reading!
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment, and if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. You get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcasts with an S. Thanks.